Hello, this is Terrell Jones with Orbit 10 of your first success adventure concerning stickability. Have you been one of those who have wondered how certain individuals accomplish so much during their lives? Have you asked yourself, how could that fellow achieve unusual success and be so different? Do you think of such a person as being a genius or just plain lucky? Do you believe he has some kind of a magic formula? There's just one thing that has made this person successful in a way that others have not accomplished. It's this word, stickability. There's nothing in the world that can take the place of stickability, for that old stickability keeps you going when nothing else does. Stickability is the glue that makes your dreams come true. The person who stays with it long enough will become qualified for that which he seeks. His talent, his genius, his education. All the other factors can be of help, but the fact remains that a person can be very short in talent, education, and the other factors and still make it, if he has chosen his destination and if he is willing to stick with it. Probably the reason many have dropped out is because stickability sounds easy, but it isn't easy at all. All kinds of obstacles present themselves. Some of them are so serious, or seemingly so, that you feel you just can't make it and that there is no way on earth to get around your problems. At such a time, the person without enough stickability will find it easy to rationalize and abandon his goal. His excuses might sound good and convincing, even to himself, but still they are nothing but excuses. In actuality, no road is too long to the man who advances deliberately, without undue haste, and no honors are too distant to the man who prepares himself for them with patience and stickability. For stickability keeps all things together until you have reached your goal. Remember this statement. Consider the postage stamp. Its usefulness consists in its ability to stick to one thing until it gets there. This is it in a nutshell. It is sticking to it. Sticking to that one thing until you get there. So stick with it. Do it one day at a time. You need only perform successfully each act of a single day to enjoy a successful day. Repeat this each day for a week, and you'll have a successful week. If you will only do each day the things you know you should do, and do them as successfully as you possibly can, you can rest assured that it will not only be a successful week, but a successful month, and then a successful year, and then it will be successful years. Just stick with it a day at a time, and you will finally get there. You yourself may find it difficult to realize just how it all came to pass, but as you look back, you realize that old stickability brought you through. It's easy to work enthusiastically when everything is going well, when you can see all your goals being reached, all of your objectives being accomplished. It's easy to keep working then because you're gaining encouragement as you work. You can actually see yourself progress each day. The difficulty arises when you reach the sticking point in your job. You're working as hard as ever, maybe even harder, but you can see no signs of progress. You feel that you're wasting your time and you begin to get discouraged. No matter how hard you work, you feel that you're just barely getting by. It's taking all your efforts just to keep from falling behind. Well, this feeling hits everyone at one time or another, and it happens in every field of endeavor. Perhaps the most familiar example occurs in the field of sports. A long-distance runner hits a sticking point in every race, a time when it becomes almost impossible for him to breathe. Superhuman effort is required for the runner to just keep on his feet. But all athletes have learned that they have a second wind. They've learned that when they just keep running, they will finally pass the fatigue barrier and gain new strength just beyond their sticking point. You need to realize that you too will reach your sticking point. This is when you'll give up or continue to labor until you gain your second wind. Unfortunately, most people panic when they need to keep their heads the most. When they hit the sticking point, they begin to picture defeat ahead of them. They see their debts and bills piling up. They see all of their dreams vanishing. And most of them give up because they fail to understand that their second wind and added strength is just beyond the sticking point. When they needed stickability the most, they're too busy just surviving to make use of it. Glenn Turner believes that stickability is the greatest quality that a person can have. He reminds his listeners that this word is not in the dictionary, but he believes that it is through determination, a person's capacity to stick to any task, that he achieves success. Glenn has exemplified this in his own life. Anyone who knows him realizes he has gone through many heartaches, failures, and disappointments. But his philosophy is, it's not how many times a man gets knocked down, it's how many times that he gets up that counts. His favorite national leader is Abraham Lincoln. He often refers to Lincoln's 18 failures and how he continued in his stickability until he finally was elected President of the United States. Glenn failed three times in business. After his third failure, he said he was looking forward to getting the other 15 out of the way, just like Abe Lincoln. But success was just around the corner. His fourth failure never came. He has established a worldwide empire that is influencing the lives of millions. Probably one of the best examples of stickability in the athletic world is the New York Mets. They won the National League pennant in 1969. The New York Mets were 100-1 shots. The downtrodden were victims of 737 defeats in 7 years. And yet they rose up in splendor by defeating the Atlanta Braves in the playoff in three straight games to catch the National League's 94th pennant, then to win the World Series of 1969. The Mets have gone through years of ridicule and abuse that few teams have ever undergone. And yet in the winning of the World Series, they won the acclaim of the baseball world. They didn't have the man with the ability to build a team, but they kept on with the stickability until they did, through their rugged determination, achieve the success that they dreamed of. Every man must face this same tremendous sense of determination if he is going to walk through all of the barriers in this life to achieve his desires. Stickability is the most universally admired quality. Let's analyze part of your great adventure. It is proven that most people have automatic stickability when they're winning. But what happens when they're losing? Yes, they become stagnated and quit. Then they accept defeat as their mistress and cheat on themselves. This can only lead to a divorce from reality. Reality being that a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. The worst part of this is that they're not only cheating on themselves, but their families as well. Cheating them out of their happiness as well as the material things that they deserve. And we all do deserve them. Nothing is impossible. So keep in mind, it's when the going gets tough that the tough get going. Be like a postage stamp. Stick to one thing until you reach your destination. We dare you to realize your goals in life. But you must first cultivate this stickability. In your climb to success, you will find this word the key ingredient. Every great man since the history of man has begun has witnessed temporary defeat. Yet they had to ask themselves the same question that I'm going to ask you. Is it your wish that failure be a destination in life rather than a temporary pause? You were born to be great, so why settle for less? Every fortune amassed in the world today was achieved with a recipe. True, there might have been thousands of recipes used, but each one had at least two ingredients. First, an opportunity. Second, stickability and going the extra mile. Keep in mind each attempt is a possibility for success. The trouble with 95% of the people today is that they fear criticism too much. Remember, all great men were criticized for their beliefs. Just think, if Columbus had not had courage to accept criticism, America would not have been discovered when it was. Remember, since time has begun, there has never been a statue erected to a critic. Think about it. Think just for a moment. Then take the risk of criticism to achieve success. Henry Ford and his engineers failed time and time again, trying to invent the V8 engine. But Henry Ford is remembered today as the man who stuck with it and invented the V8 engine for his company. A young man grew up to become a lawyer, and he was not a good lawyer. He tried as a storekeeper, and he was unsuccessful at that. He then became a surveyor, and the sheriff sold his equipment to pay his debts. He entered the army and was not a good soldier. Then hope entered his life and ended with the death of the woman he loved. He ran for public office several times, each in defeat. He only succeeded one time in his life, and he was 56 years old. But today he is not remembered for the times he failed, but as the great emancipator of men, the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. Glenn Turner, born the son of a sharecropper in a little town in South Carolina, possessing a hare lip, no formal education, fail three times in business. Today he is not remembered for the times he failed. He is known as one of the great humanitarians of his time. Why let fear of criticism or failure keep you from your purpose in life? How do you know you can't until you attempt one more time? A study of most great men has revealed that success is achieved one step beyond failure. Stickability is the conviction of faith in yourself. Every one of us faces this test of faith before we realize success. You do deserve success if you are willing to procure this conviction. There are too many people today bragging about what they could have been rather than doing something about it. My grandfather had a chance in 1911 to invest $30,000 he had inherited in a new company for 5 cents a share. But he was too smart. At least this was his excuse for the fear of being criticized and the fear of failure. The name of the company was Coca-Cola. What would it have been worth today? 600,000 shares at 5 cents a share. There are many diseases in America today, but there's an epidemic that is eating away this great nation. This disease is wishitis. Today, too many people have a wishbone instead of a backbone. You can see stickability is not wishing you had something, but going ahead and getting it. Make your decision right now. Draw yourself a ladder without the rungs. Put your goal and purpose on top of this ladder. Remember, each rung is a test of your true conviction. Each situation you encounter is a rung on this ladder to success. Put this chart on your wall at your home, office, anywhere you spend your time. And remember, the only parallel between success and failure is you. There were three frogs that hopped in a pitcher of cream. Many other frogs criticized them for their attempt, as you sometimes are criticized. The cream was so good to the three frogs that the criticism didn't matter. When they had filled their little stomachs, they then tried to get out of the pitcher. Just as the other frogs had said, their legs were not long enough or strong enough. It really seemed hopeless, just as some of your goals seem hopeless in life. Two frogs began to listen to the frogs shouting above the others, just as you sometimes listen. Yes, these two frogs gave up and drowned, as was predicted by the other frogs. Are you going to drown because others judge you on your ability? One frog left kept kicking. He kicked and kicked and kicked. It seemed that each kick would be his last, and it was. This little frog didn't get out of the pitcher of cream, but the cream turned to butter, and he was on solid ground. Don't laugh. How many times did you fail to kick the final time when failure could have turned to success? There are too many people today that believe the world owes them a living. It's true the world does owe you a living, but you've got to go out and collect it. Yes, you must pay the price for success. For example, attitude of mind, or the right mental attitude, has its price. This is having the stickability to condition your mind to accept the fact that you are a king, and the world is your palace. Yes, strive to be worthy to reign. You can find an abundance of excuses not to try once more, but are they valid? You can fool most of the people, but you can't fool yourself all the time. Your success is only a byproduct of what you think and do. Your attitude is what keeps you going when your arms and legs say no. Stickability helps you to face temporary failure, to start over, to finally be a winner. Remember, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. You can win when you accept the idea that failure is only a temporary thing. In visiting Chartwell, which was the home of Winston Churchill and is now open to the public, often a special guide shows you through the home. She was a member of Churchill's household from the days of her childhood. She knew and loved him like a father. This woman points out a spot of particular interest where Churchill used to come and stand every night when he was there during the war, with a cigar in his mouth and a cane in his hand, his stocky legs spread apart. Inscrutable, he watched the planes come over, and then a few moments later, he could hear the sound of bombs falling on London. He could see the flames shooting upward in the distance. A visitor once asked her, "Did you ever think there was a time during those terrible days when Sir Winston contemplated the possibility of defeat?" "Oh, no," she replied. "Sir Winston never even entertained the idea of defeat. He would say after the bombs had come over, 'The day will come when we will win, when the victory will be ours.'" Years later, Sir Winston was invited to speak to the boys at Harrow, his old school. He was well along in years then. He was not only the greatest graduate the school had ever produced, but the greatest living Englishman. The old man looked down at the young boys at Harrow, and this was his speech. Never, never, never give up. Winston Churchill never accepted the principle of defeat. And how right he was. No one has to be defeated by anything. But how do you go about working out this never accept defeat attitude in a practical manner? There are three principles. The principles that Sir Winston used all of his life. The first is the never think defeat principle. The second one is the stick it out and never stop trying principle. And the third is sustain a high faith in what you can be principle. Now, if you feel defeated, try to use this triple play. If you say, I'm tired and discouraged and I've had it, that's exactly the way you feel and act. You can count on it for sure. But if, on the contrary, as Churchill did, when the going gets tough, you say, I won't accept this. There must be a way. I won't be defeated. Then what happens is that all the resources within your nature become positive and begin working toward a solution to your situation. Winston Churchill was often called a bulldog. He had tenacity and he never let go. When you have an objective, you're going to have roadblocks, but you must go around them or ride over them. But no roadblocks can stop you as long as you keep going. Two drunks were out one night talking, and one of them said, Tell you what I'll do. I'll take a light beam, and with all the expense today to get to the moon, I'll shine a real powerful light beam up there. I'll hold it steady, and you climb right up the beam to the moon. So he shined a beautiful beam of light to the moon and said, All right, I want you to start climbing. The other drunk said, No, sir. Why won't you climb? Asked the first drunk. The reluctant drunk answered, I know you. I'll get about halfway up the beam and you'll turn it off. The point of this story is, you can achieve something great, but don't quit halfway. Many a time you have seen a tragedy of someone who could have achieved some great thing, but he quit halfway. His persistence gave way as realization was about to come. It was out there, just beyond his outstretched fingers, but he was so tired he let it go. If he had just lunged for it one more time, he would have had it. When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. And why does one get too tired and too discouraged? Well, maybe it's because of trying to go it alone. Try asking God to help, to give you the strength and courage you need to stick to it, to keep at it, and never give up. You will get help for sure this way. Those three principles give you a formula for not being defeated by anything in this world. Nothing is impossible, but you must believe this and believe in spiritual help, and you'll find the strength and know-how to achieve the impossible. Just remember, the easy thing about doing the impossible is you have no competition. Very few believe they can or that you can, so try it. A fellow was walking along the edge of a cliff, looking down into the canyon at the river winding through the countryside. He went too near the edge. His foot slipped and some gravel gave way. The next thing he knew, he was falling. He landed on a little tree which had grown out of the side of the cliff, about 10 or 15 feet from the top. However, the ledge above was beyond his reach. He wrapped his arms and legs around the limbs of the tree and hung on for dear life and called, Oh Lord, help me. Within a few seconds, an angel hovered about 2 feet above him. Thank goodness you're here, said the desperate man. The angel said, Well, you just summoned me. What do you want me to do? Get hold of me and get me out of here, said the desperate man. The angel dropped down about 2 feet below him and called, Turn loose and fall and I'll catch you. Oh no, the man said, you might miss. The point of this story is that sometimes to express your true belief and faith, you must prove it. You must turn loose of security. Venture out. Don't wait until everything is perfect before you get going. When you do, you will never start. There is no such reality as something for nothing. What you give, you get in return, because for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. This is the law of physics. I want you right now to make a promise to yourself, the promise that you are going to start doing more than is expected of you in everything you attempt. Just as when you planted flower seeds, the more you nourish and take care of them, the more beautiful the flowers will become. This is true also with your future. You see, going the extra mile also means going past where others stopped. It is your right as a free American to work as long and as hard as you like for your return. Yet most Americans never activate one of their greatest rights. You can search as long and as hard as you like, and every truly successful man will tell you the benefits of going the extra mile. It produces results, and it pays off. Going the extra mile is no dream. It's a truth in reality. A truth in reality that we as Americans have to face. You see, success is measured by the amount of service you render. And your compensation is the rule by which we measure this service. Therefore, if you want more in life, render more service. Just as Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Lincoln, Glenn Turner, and many others have done. The only difference between these great men and yourself, if you're not where you want to be in life, is that they were willing to go the extra mile. You, too, should realize that you are going to get back more in return than you can really imagine or believe. It's like opening your own extra mile bank, and these extra miles are compounded many, many times. So go the extra mile and realize it is really the shortest way to your true goals in life. There is an astonishing truth that most people find hard to accept. That is, if you find the grass greener on the other side of your fence, remember you made it that way. With this reality, you will receive your Stickability Award, as other great men have, success. The difference in the average 250 hitter and the 300 hitter in the major leagues is one more hit each 20 times at bat. But the difference in salary is $30,000 a year. A man who is 5% more efficient earns $30,000 more a year at this unemployment. Frank Betger, in his story, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling, tells the story of how he jumped from a Class D league in organized baseball to the majors in 2.5 months as a result of one persistent principle. And here's how he did it. Frank was playing in Greenville, South Carolina, when his manager said to him one day, "Frank, if you could hit, the big leagues would be after you." Frank replied, "Is there any way I could learn to improve my hitting?" The manager said, "Yes. Put that enthusiasm of yours into it and you'll learn to hit." Frank thought he was joking. He said, "How can I put enthusiasm into hitting?" The manager replied, "Your whole trouble is poor timing. You can perfect your timing if you will go out to the ballpark every morning and hit 300 extra balls. That will put enthusiasm into it. It takes much stickability to practice that much." But he did it. Frank took his roommate, Ivy Wingold, a young catcher from Waycross, Georgia, and they went out every morning and hit 300 balls each. That is 300 balls more than the rest of the ball players. Before they started this secret practice, Frank was hitting 238, averaging 5 hits out of 21 times at bat. As a result of his concentration of several weeks of hitting 300 balls a day, his batting average was raised to 300, a better average than any other player in the Carolina League. In just a few weeks, Frank was in the major leagues to play third base for the St. Louis Cardinals. The stickability of hitting 300 extra balls a day made the difference in the lowest league in baseball to the major league in a matter of a few weeks. Now, this principle will work for you in any endeavor in life. You see, it is the want of application and stickability men fail in life. Reed has said, "Is there anything that can be called genius? If there is, it consists chiefly in the ability to give attention to the subject which keeps it steady in the mind, till we have surveyed it from all sides." And Thurin Q. DeMont has said, "A man can accomplish almost anything today if he just sets his mind on doing it and lets nothing interfere with his progress." And William Lyons Phelps, a professor at Yale, said, "One of the chief reasons for success in life is the ability to maintain a daily interest in one's work, to have a chronic enthusiasm, to regard each day as important." Ivy Lee, the management consultant, called upon Charles Schwab, the million-dollar-a-year steel executive, to offer his organizational service. He climaxed his interview by saying, "With our service, you will know how to manage better." Schwab said, "I'm not managing as well now as I know how. What we need around here is not more knowing but more doing. Not more knowledge, but more action. If you can give us something to pep us up, to do the things we already know we ought to do, I will gladly listen to you and pay you anything you ask." Fine, said Lee. I can give you something in 20 minutes that will step up your action in doing at least 50%. Okay, said Schwab, let's have it. I've just about that much time before I leave to catch a train. Ivy Lee handed Charles Schwab a blank note sheet from his pocket and said, write on this paper the 6 most important things you have to do tomorrow. That took about 3 minutes. Now, said Lee, number them in the order of their importance. Schwab took 5 minutes for that. Now, said Lee, put this paper in your pocket, and the first thing tomorrow morning, look at item number 1, and start working on it until it is finished. Then tackle item number 2 the same way. Then item 3, and so on. And do this until quitting time. Don't be concerned if you have only finished 1 or 2. You will be working on the most important ones. The others can wait. If you can't finish them all by this method, you couldn't have with any other method either. And without some system, you probably wouldn't have decided which was the most important. Now do this every working day. After you have convinced yourself of the worth of the system, have the men try it. Try it as long as you wish, and then send me a check for what you think it is worth. Now, this whole interview lasted perhaps 30 minutes. Several weeks later, Charles Schwab sent Lee a personal check for $25,000 with a letter saying, the lesson was the most profitable from a money standpoint that I have ever learned. In 5 years, this plan was largely responsible for turning the unknown Bethlehem Steel Company into the biggest independent steel producer in the world. And it helped make Charles Schwab $100 million and the best known steel man alive. The answer is simple. Stickability. Do one thing at a time until you achieve it, and then go on to the next. What happens when we turn the power of stickability onto any task? These things happen. First, our subconscious mind begins to work on withdrawing from the vast reservoir of all our past experience to achieve our goal. Second, we develop a mind power that we didn't realize we had before. Third, we develop enthusiasm for the subject at hand. Fourth, we marshal the support of others to lead us to achieve in this one particular thing. And fifth, we are kept with the task and do not dissipate our mind power, our physical efforts, our enthusiasm, and our energies on inconsistent activities. Let us urge you to do this. You will be amazed at the results. The power of stickability is available to you. If you really want to be happy, set yourself a goal that commands your thoughts, liberates your energies and capacities, and inspires your hopes. Happiness is within you. It comes from doing some certain thing that you can put all of your strength, heart, thoughts, and energies into. Get enthusiastic about something outside yourself and stick with it. Andrew Carnegie, the great industrial genius, said, put your eggs in one basket and watch that basket. And Alexander Graham Bell said, know what work you want to do and go after it. The young man who gets ahead must decide for himself what he wishes to do. From his own taste, his own enthusiasm, he must get the motive and the inspiration which will start him on his way to a successful life. Theodore Roosevelt said, we've got but one life here. It pays, no matter what comes after, to try to do things, to accomplish things, and not merely to have a soft and pleasant time. And C.W. Wendell said, success in life is a matter not so much of talent and opportunity as concentration and perseverance. Through the power of stickability, staying consistently at achieving your chief purpose in life, you'll find amazing, fantastic ability that you didn't know you had. You're on your way, and stickability is the power to achieve it. Stickability is the way to greatness. Thank you.